from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. National beat writer, reporter, analyst thinks the Browns could be really good, but it all rides on Deshaun Watson. David Hellman there, Fox Sports, and of course part of the NFL, and Cowboys coverage recently. Really good stuff in that last segment with him, but kick off the season the right way with the Bud Light Tailgate Show. Spencer German, whose voice you just heard there, will wake you up at 8. Jonathan Peterlin and his friends open the gates to our tailgate on West 6th at noon. Daryl Ryder will have the latest news from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and Kent Carman takes the stage at 3:20. Always make the Bud Light tailgate part of your game day on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns, 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing, and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. So we got Daryl Ryder coming up in about 15 minutes here. But hi, Spencer. How you doing?
Hi, Nick. It's good to be here, man. I'm in that mode where you're gone for a period of time, and you're still trying to like feel like your life's back to somewhat of like a routine that you were in. Like you lose it all and you're just like, how did I do this before?
Because vacation tricks
you. That's why I left the microphone off last segment, because I was clearly not used to turning the microphone on.
For a minute there, I was never takes vacation guy, especially when I filled in here, because I was always want to make sure that if they need me, I want to be ready for that, right? And I was just so focused. And I'm glad I'm not that person anymore. The downside, because I enjoy my vacations now, but the downside is, man, trying to get back on track after vacation gets harder the older I get.
Well, and before we went, and I call it a vacation because we were gone and all that, but it really was like a lot busier than I think what a normal vacation would be for people, because we had this wedding. It was my brother-in-law's wedding. And so there was like a lot of stuff that went into that and family stuff and whatever. So it wasn't like we were just like relaxing and hanging out and laying low. Like, no, we had stuff to do. So that
especially
made it,
when you have a little one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like traveling across country with a toddler, that was sort of stressful, although he actually did a very good job, which we were proud of. Well, a lot of the flight attendants all were giving us props, like, oh, he's so well behaved, and all these other people passing by, they loved it. So that was all good. But going into this trip, though, like I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like last week of, you know, training camp practice, it's kind of the week in between training camp and week one, so nothing really happens other than cut down day, and we already kind of know what that's going to look like anyway. So I was like, this is like your last chance to like just not do anything football related, just like, you know, decompress, take some time, and then you'll come back and it's like the grind of this NFL season starts. And I was sitting here thinking like, this is going to be awesome, like perfectly timed vacation. And now I'm back and I'm like, holy crap, I got a lot of stuff to get caught up on before we have this game on Sunday when the Browns play the Cowboys.
Well, the good news is you don't really have to catch up on any national person's take, because I think they're all the same. I thought David was great. So this is not a shot at David, who I thought gave us really good stuff on, and a funny take on why haven't the Cowboys broken through, and his thoughts on the hype for this game. At the same point, like, there's just a part of me that when I hear everybody espouse the same take, I don't know if it's that I'm naturally a contrarian, but when everybody goes, yeah, I really like this roster, but Deshaun Watson, there's a part of me that's like, there has to be some deeper level of analysis of this team, even if that is still a big part of the conversation you and I have and everybody else in the station has and everybody in town has on any given day.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I thought what David said about Deshaun and this kind of being his last chance to prove it to people was fascinating, because that is like the next iteration of this conversation. Like if he has another up and down year, gets hurt again, I don't know that any of us are going in the next year. Like how much confidence could any of us possibly have that quarterback that we keep touting and looking back on and being like, oh, well, in 2020, he led the league in passing. He was great for the Texans, top five quarterback. Like, how can any of us have confidence to go do that? Now, to his point, to Dylan's point, or sorry, David's point, like...
And Dylan's too.
you can, there'll always be somebody, right? I think in this fan base especially, there's always somebody who's going to hold on to this idea of hope and what the Browns could be, and this is the year they win the Super Bowl, and this is the year Deshaun gets it together. Like that really is like a look potentially into the future if Deshaun doesn't become that guy again this year. So I think that's interesting.
But I think because everybody's keyed in on it, I also think there's an outsized expectation for week one. Like, I'm not saying that Deshaun won't be great week one, but I think to expect that, and if your initial reaction is, well, he was just good. So, I mean, because that's he had a lot of better moments, right, last year than he did the year before while playing through an injury for half the time he was on the field. But the bottom line is, well, it's not enough. And I think that same opinion is going to form early on. Yeah. And I said this earlier, and I want to get your take on it. I think, to me, if we talk about what's going to get me more hyped up, seeing the offense great against Dallas would be awesome, right? But while they have Micah Parsons and they have Trevon Diggs, Bland is hurt, but while they have DeMarcus Lawrence, like, they've got good players. I also think they're probably in a weird spot going to Mike Zimmer. I think they're in a weird spot being without their best interception machine, their best turnover guy, and Bland. Like, I think if you play well against this defense, okay, cool. But you're going to have to prove it 16 more times. Whereas if the defense comes out and against a franchise quarterback and Dak looks elite, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, well, I can trust that because I already have last year to build on with the defense.
I like where your head's at with that. I'm the opposite, and I think a lot of it just has to do with so here's the thing. I've kind of wrapped my head around this idea that maybe I have to change instead of the Browns or Deshaun or whatever changing.
Getting existentialist
about it? Yes, exactly. Like, I last year I went in feeling like, dude, this is it. Deshaun, he used the quote, and I keep referencing this. Going into last year, his quote about like what the offense is going to look like week one. And if you notice, I'm sure you caught what he said today. Somebody asked him about like, what is your expectation for the offense this year? Like, how good can this be? And his answer was just, well, we're just going to take it a week at a time. And he backed off of, but last year his answer was, oh, it can be fireworks. That was the answer. And this offense now is supposed to be more geared towards him. So you'd think like he would just stick with the status quo and say, well, it's going to be fireworks again. But he didn't do that this time. So even he's kind of lowering the expectation where it's like, let's just get out there and see what's going to happen here. And so I've changed now where I'm not going into this year like, Deshaun has to give me this week one. I need to see this from the offense. This is my expectation. So I've now changed my expectation to be like, look, I am willing to give Deshaun like the first 4 to 5 weeks of the season to understand like truly what he could be this season. And I think that's...
Until he has a great week one?
Well,
Is that what I'm inferring from that?
So if he has a good week one, then maybe the math changes for me a little bit where I'm like, all right, so he surprised me and I can now change my thoughts. I'm like, okay, now I've seen like what the bar can be and that's where I'm setting it for the rest of the season. But I'm kind of going into it like... Probably going to get off to a slow start. A lot of new offensive line coach, new offense. We didn't get a lot of reps with the.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The ones during the preseason to iron some of these things out. We saw some of the problems, I think, rear their head in those joint practices with the Vikings. And so until I'm sort of proven otherwise, I'm just going to kind of assume it's going to be a slow start. and I'll give Deshaun. But I also am willing to give Deshaun some time. I'm not going to be one of those fans that's like, if he only puts up like 200 yards and a touchdown and interception and they win, I'm not going to be sitting here like, well, that wasn't enough. I'm going to be like, okay, I'll give him a few weeks to see what it looks like, because that's what we saw last year. It took him 3 weeks to get there.
So I will say, I do think early on, winning is more important than how Deshaun looks, yeah, because looks can be subjective. I think by the end of the season, they probably become of equal importance.
Agreed.
But I just think, like, specific to what you said, I think there is some faultiness in the logic that you just shared, which is, I'm going to give him time. I'm going to, you know, because I think that's the right logic. But then to go, but man, if he balls out week one, I got to recalibrate my expectations. Like, I think we should be looking at this offense the way we did the defense last year, which was every week it was, all right, this is what's happened. And then by the San Francisco game, it's, okay, you're very clearly an elite defense. All right, but can we be consistent? Can we be this? Can we be that? Like, so I view Sunday as like the 18th game with this defense. It's day one with the offense. So I think even if Deshaun goes out there and plays well, which, again, well is a subjective thing, even if he goes out there and plays with his hair on fire, the best Deshaun we've seen in Cleveland by a wide margin, I still think there's going to be an element of, well, okay, now you got to go do it again.
Yeah, and that was kind of my point with what I said was, it sets an expectation of, like, this is what it should be with Deshaun.
But one game shouldn't reset the expectation, which I think is my point.
But I will still be, like, level-headed and being like, okay, but it's only one game. Like, we still do need to see some more. I'm not saying, like, it completely changes. Like, I'm not going to base one game off of, like, now I believe Deshaun's back. Like, but I do think it would be, for the standpoint of the question you're asking, of like, what would get you more excited? I would be more excited to see the offense hit the ground running and be successful than I would the defense, because I just assume, even if the defense gets off to a slow start, Nick, and this is just the trust that I have in Jim Schwartz, I believe, like, by the end of the season, this defense is going to be maybe not right where it was last year, but I think they're still going to be a top 10 defense in football because I trust Jim Schwartz to get that out of this group. And I also think, too, Nick, last year the defense started so hot that then I think at the end of the season, and we saw it play out in the Texans game, they kind of got figured out and they weren't playing as well down the stretch of the season. So I feel like I'd almost rather, I'm okay if it takes them some time, but it's, you know, it's the group that I trust the most on this team.
I will say, you have been guilty occasionally of knee-jerk reactions. That's simply why I said the Dallas thing. Need I point you back to the Michigan Panic Meter and the Sons of the Shoe podcast? There were a few knee-jerk reactions.
I told you I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, that's
true. Although it only lasts till the end of this weekend because Michigan plays Texas this weekend.
Yeah, so we'll see about that. We'll see about that. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.